Blog Talk Radio.
Create in me a clean heart, O God. Let me be like you in all my ways. Give me your strength. Teach me your song. Shelter me in the shadow of your wings. For we are your righteousness. If we die to ourselves and live through your death, we shall be born again to be blessed in your love. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Let me be like you in all my ways. Give me your strength. Teach me your song. Shelter me in the shadow of your wings. For we are yours. If we die to ourselves and live through your death, we shall be born again to be blessed in your love. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Let me be like you. Give me your strength, teach me your song, shelter me in the shadow of your wing. For we are your righteousness. If we die to ourselves and live through your death, we shall be born again to be blessed in your love. We shall be born again to be blessed in your love.
Wow, that was beautiful. The Catholic Defender, the 15 promises Our Lady gave for the Rosary, the 14th promise. Number 14, all who recite the Rosary are my sons and daughters and brothers and sisters of my only Son, Jesus Christ. Very important revelation is this 14th promise. Here, Mother Mary is telling you that those who recite the Rosary, that she is your mother. Consider John 19:25-27. Standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas and Mary of Magdala. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciples there whom he loved, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his home. From the cross, Jesus placed his mother into the home and protection of St. John the Apostle. This is a legal happening ensuring that the Mother Mary would be taken care of. And also this provides as a legal matter that Mary had no other children. If she had other children by Jewish law, Mary would have lived with the next eldest son. Yes, Mary went into the house of St. John the Apostle. Did the early church recognize Mother Mary to be the mother of the church? St. John answers that question himself. The serpent, however, spewed a torrent of water out of his mouth after the woman to sweep her away with the current. But the earth helped the woman and opened its mouth and swallowed the flood that the dragon spewed out of its mouth. Then the dragon became angry with the woman and went off to wage war against the rest of her offspring, those who keep God's commandments and bear witness to Jesus. It took its position on the sand of the sea. St. John is the author of both the Gospel of John and the Book of Revelation. Revelation 12:17 clearly states that Mother Mary is the spiritual mother of all the faithful. And also here I just like to interject that when Jesus says woman, he's identifying her as the woman from Genesis, the woman whose heel crushes the serpent. Consider when the Archangel Gabriel first appeared to Mary at the Annunciation. The angel made some interesting statements regarding Mother Mary and her future son. Luke 1:26-38 states, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, Hail, full of grace, Ave Maria, gratia plena. The Lord is with you. But she was greatly troubled at what was said and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, Do not be afraid, Mary, for if you have found favor with God, behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. But Mary said to the angel, How can this be, since I have no relations with the man? And the angel said to her in reply, The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month for her who is called barren, for nothing will be impossible for God. Mary said, Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Be it done to me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. What can we glean from this text? From the fall of man when Adam and Eve fell from grace, the Lord made a prophecy for the human race. Genesis 3:15 states, I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. They will strike at your head while you strike at their heel. Many young maidens had an expectation to be this woman of Genesis 3:15, but there could be only one. Mother Mary, from the very beginning, was known by our Lord who and when this woman would come. It was March 2nd, B.C., when the Archangel Gabriel was sent by God to Mary. Through Joseph and Mary, they were connected to the house of David. That is very important because the child would come from the house of David and be called David's son. The announcement of Gabriel, Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you. In Luke 1:28, I recall the original Greek. Kechartome means having been or have already been graced. Mary is full of grace, a past perfect participle. The biblical understanding for Mother Mary's immaculate conception. Jesus is the coming Messiah and the King of Israel. Who were the queens of Israel? It was the mothers of the kings, not the wife or wives. All the queens of Israel were the queen mother. That makes Mary, the Mother Mary, the true queen, because Jesus is the true king. The rosary depicts through meditation and intercession the lives of our Lord and his mother. It's like a walking Bible because of our placing ourselves in these mysteries. When you are holding a rosary, it is like you are holding Our Lady's hand because she's so identified in the rosary. To Lucia, one of the Fatima children, Mary identified herself saying, I am the Lady of the Rosary. The Virgin Mary's 14th promise for praying the rosary is a general reality for all Christians, but she purposely included the importance of praying the rosary for her children, the church. How the rosary is important for individual devotion, for family devotion, and for parish devotion. The whole world praying the rosary is greater by that merit than all the governments of the world and their armies. Salvation has come to the world. Jesus is God's only Son to the world, and for the world gave his life and rose victorious over the grave. He is risen. Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To thee do we cry, poor banished children of Eve. To thee do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in this valley of tears. Turn then, O most gracious advocate, thine eyes of mercy towards us, and after this our exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of thy womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary, pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. And let us end with this in Latin that was nailed to the cross, the language that was nailed to the cross, Latin. The Our Father, Pater Noster, qui es in celi, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra, panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimitte nobis debite nostra, sicut et nos dimittimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos da malo. Amen. The Hail Mary, Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostrae. Amen. And the glory be. Gloria Patri, Filio, Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat et in principio, et nunc et semper saecula saeculorum. Amen. Nomine Patri, Filii, Spiritui Sancto, Sancti. Amen.
And amen. And thank you, Kathy. Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you for the wonderful reading there, Kathy.
You're welcome.
Truth is a fine line. Deeper truth is an even finer line. When we decided to call ourselves Deeper Truth, we knew the obligations that name would put upon us. We wanted our readers and listeners to be always confident. Whenever you tuned into a program with a Deeper Truth logo, that is exactly what you got. Deeper Truth. From Journey with Mary with John Carpenter on Sundays to the Eucharistic Miracles with Dr. Gregory Thompson on Mondays, you learned you were never alone, that heaven is only a prayer away. It is a sacred obligation week after week to bring you not just the truth, but the deeper truth. And that is why
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
And Johnny Cash came out with I Walk the Line in 1956. And 1956 was the year that I was born. So I can say through my mother and through our Holy Catholic Church, I've been walking his line ever since.
From man's earliest days, he has looked to the heavens for a being superior to himself. In the earliest annals of history, we find the results of this search. Zeus, chief of the gods of ancient Greece, who ruled by thunderbolt. Mars, the Roman god of war. Apollo, Thor, and other gods and goddesses that you'd better not cross if you know what's good for you. Then, gradually, from a single nation, emerges a god unlike any of the others that man had crafted for himself. This god didn't rule over man with an iron hand, but with a tender, sacred heart. He held out his hand in love to his creation, going so far as to sacrifice himself in atonement for the sins of mankind. The Greeks even had a name for him. They called this god the Unknown God and even erected a temple to him. Years later, St. Paul would formally introduce him. And that is exactly why the Catholic Defender is here. Your host represents an unbroken line of succession to the apostles of the one called Jesus, the only one whose mercy and compassion overflows any container that tries to contain it. This is a God you really want to meet. We're here to make the introduction. This God is a God of judgment. However, first and foremost, he is a God of mercy and compassion. He won't turn you away. He holds out his hand in divine mercy to you and everyone. He loves you as you are, but he also loves you too much to let you stay that way. He'll forgive your sin, not condone it. So what are we waiting for? Let's meet your host, Donald Hartley, the Catholic Defender, one with answers to your most pressing questions. Now, here's Don Hartley.
In Iraq, this was a Monday, April 13th, 2009, and I was saying here, it's already mid-month, April. This time next year, I was looking forward to what was coming up the next year. I should be home celebrating the Easter season with my family. This will mark 25 years in the Army. I've been a lot of places, seen a lot of things. I have been truly blessed for the countless opportunities to share the faith with people. I'll probably ride out one more year before I hang up the boots for the last time. And, of course, it would be a little bit more than that. It would be about two or three more years. But that year, I plan on using to get myself integrated back in civilian life, which I am now. Maybe I could join Tim Staples. Oh, I would love to have done that. Or someone as an apologist, like Catholic Answers. But I'm with Deeper Truth, and I'm so thankful that I am the head and co-founder of Deeper Truth and the head of Deeper Truth. We will see what is in store. God bless you all. That's what I said. Tuesday, April 14, 2009, tonight I showed part two of Moses' Salvation from Slavery from the Footprints of God series from Steve Ray, and that series is excellent. Our numbers are growing, and I know I would have a lot more if it were not for all the missions. I always tell them, missions come first. I just want to get them to want to come when they can. Thursday, April 16, 2009, I have to tell you, last night we had a clip, supply trucks bringing washed clothes supplies. That usually run almost until 02 in the morning. We have all hands on deck putting everything where it goes. This morning I was ready to tap out when the alarm clock went off at 04:45. That is when I get up to pray the rosary with my night shift. They came and got me, so I was able to muster some energy and get up. I certainly know that scripture where it says the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. The good thing is that they are now hooked into praying the rosary, and I look forward in doing it. Friday, April 17, 2009, this coming Sunday is Divine Mission Sunday. I plan to do the Divine Mercy Chaplet at the 3 o'clock hour. I know that that is before most of you get up for the day, but that's okay. 3 o'clock will catch up with you. Have you ever felt a calm before the storm? I have an uneasiness about this place. We can't get sucked into thinking it is safe. The past 2 days we have been attacked. Fortunately, no one was hurt. Please keep up the prayers. This is an update on the soldier who has been away from the church for 5 years. He has been coming to the rosary. He's part of the Rosary Patrol, and he plans to see Father when he returns in a couple of weeks. He came to last Sunday's Liturgy of the Word and enjoyed it. I can hear angels singing in heaven tonight. Saturday, April 18, 2009, we got stuck in the mud, and we were outside the wire with civilians gathering. What you do not see is across the street, people are gathering. I noticed immediately a black kite went up and went down in about 15 minutes. Small things like that are means of alerting those bent on attacking us. On this occasion, it went well with no problems. We were able to pull out using a couple more of those MRAPs. That is what those vehicles are called. When you see towels put out, tossing them in the air and kites in the air, that is not a good sign. Monday, April 20th, 2009, I've been conducting inventory in all our units, property book, and sensitive items. If anyone out there has been in the military, you can understand what that is. I've had to hitch the hike across our sector, going all over our places to find all the equipment. It's been an endeavor, and I went primarily by air in over enemy territories, all across the the Euphrates River and just all over all over Iraq. This past Sunday, we celebrated the second Sunday of Easter, which was also Divine Mercy Sunday. We still had a good group for the occasion. I was able to report 30 rosaries were prayed for the week. The chaplain sent all the numbers up to brigade, who thereby sends it up to division. We will have a priest for Mass on 24 of April, and I certainly hope to get there, as I couldn't make the Good Friday Mass. Tuesday, April 21st, 2009, one more day and my time with inventory will be finished. It has been a drag. I should be able to get into my own bed tonight. Might be 02 in the morning, but at least I'll be back to JSS, Joint Service Station, Sauter City. I have two more soldiers that are requesting to become Catholic, so I am preparing to get them enrolled in the Rosary Patrol. They are in Taji. So much of it will be through the email. Tonight, I wasn't able to conduct the Bible study, but I left the DVD Moses, and we are on the third week, Not by Bread Alone. And with that, I left The Lamb's Supper by Scott Hahn. It will be like having a guest speaker for that group. Tonight, I spoke with a soldier who told me he believed in Jesus, and I asked him what denomination he belonged to. He didn't have one. He had been in jail and accepted Christ there. I used the opportunity to invite him to discover the church Christ built, and that struck a chord with him. Gigi is sending the CCCs in the mail that I've been handing out. I think there are 10 of them coming. I might need more of them. Last deployment, I gave out over 50 of them. I wrote a handwritten note in each of them for all of my students, something like this: may God continue to shower you with his grace as you continue to learn our glorious faith here in the land of Abraham, the Catholic Defender. Wednesday, and I said also deeper truth, Wednesday, April 22nd, 2009. This morning I was in the battalion aid station when soldier came in looking to do a physical. I was able to chat with him briefly as he is interested in politics and American history. I told him that I also have that interest as well as church history. He said he was very aware of my interest in church history, as he told me he had heard me speak with other soldiers, and I touched his heart and got him interested in the Catholic faith. That was something I was not tracking, and so this was news to me. That meant a lot to me because I have always felt it is important to be aware of onlookers and those listening in the conversations. You never know when you strike a chord. I want to make a quick public thank you to Peter, who sent me several boxes of items that soldiers can have. Some of these are specific with soldiers' angels, like coffee mugs. Coffee is a hot item here. And the Otter Pops. I have given those. I've been given these out to soldiers coming into the battalion aid station. They all seem to enjoy those a lot. We are doing our best not to eat them all up ourselves. Our first sergeant has given us an area specific to put these items out to the soldiers, and he seemed very pleased that I was getting this kind of support from the Catholic board. I know the chaplain is as well. Most importantly, the Lord is pleased. I am thankful. This October 13, I plan to show the movie The Miracle of Our Lady of Fatima on a large outdoor screen open for all the soldiers on the JSS. This would be at Ur. This is in Iraq, in Baghdad. Every so often, they have movie night and I think I want to call for that night. I do not have a calendar off hand, but I would like to show this on October the 13th. Thursday, April 23rd, 2009, it is official. I will show the movie, The Miracle of Our Lady of Fatima, on October the 13th here at Sadr City. This was at Sadr City, Iraq, on a large beaded white outdoor screen. And this would actually be in Baghdad. This would be in Baghdad, right outside Baghdad. I will have opportunity to give account of what took place there in 1917. The showing of the movie, The Miracle of Our Lady of Fatima, will be outdoors on a huge screen. We have a small JSS, but by that time, we will have over 500 soldiers, including about 100 Iraqi soldiers. Of that, who knows? I will advertise it, and I hope to have a good crowd on hand. It should be a popcorn night, and it was. That is cool about the high school helping out. Those items were gone within an hour. We had a high school out there that was sending us things, the Rosary Patrol. And I heard nothing but good things from those who saw it. I took a picture of the items before anyone took anything with a couple of Rosary Patrol staffers. I'll post that in the morning, hopefully, and you might want to send that post to them as well. Friday, April 24, 2009, today is a glorious day as one of the Rosary Patrol has been received back into the Catholic Church. He was able to go to confession for the first time in 5 years and receive the Eucharist. The angels are singing tonight. A special thanks to Lisa for the info on examination of conscience. I was able to get that to him earlier in the day. Last night I played the movie The Passion of the Christ, as I have a new soldier working in the aid station. He was one of my line medics who broke his foot and had a cast put on. I stayed up until almost 2 this morning, but it was worth it. I got up at 5 for the rosary, and the soldier was present. Please pray for him as he was raised Protestant, and his wife is a fallen Catholic. He is a great guy, and what a miracle this would be. Again, thanks to Lisa for supplying the movie. Saturday, 25th, 2009, the last 2 days I've had soldiers come to me to ask about becoming Catholic. One of them prayed their first rosary today, a new member of the Rosary Patrol. He was baptized as a baby, but that is all he knows. So he will join my list for the Easter Vigil 2010 Mass. The other one has a marriage issue he will have to resolve. He wants to marry a Catholic, but he is divorced. He was raised Methodist, but he is now more non-denominational. I talked to him for a while and told him what he needs to do. First thing is to decide if he wants to become Catholic, which he did. Today, I had encouraged this young soldier, maybe 19 or 20 years old, to join us for the rosary. We prayed it at the chaplain's office at noon every day. I'll show up there and wait a few minutes, and if nobody shows up, then I go ahead and leave and pray the rosary myself. Today, nobody showed up after about 10 minutes, so I decided to get lunch. And remember, I had already prayed with a group at 05 in the morning. I was in the aid station. Didn't yet have a bite, when this soldier came into the aid station. He was late, but wanted to do the rosary. I didn't hesitate, prayed the rosary. This was his first one ever. He liked it so well, he will be back tomorrow, as we will talk about the Easter Vigil 2010. We had the chance to go to Mass last night, and that was great for several reasons. The big reason was one of our soldiers reconciled with the church. Another reason was that I got the chance to be there. I had missed the last one, so it was about 4 weeks since I was able to go to Mass. All is well. Gigi, I received your box with all the Daniel Boone in it. Yes, I did too. That is great. It is getting hot here. Anyone out there taking supplements, be careful out there, as that can dehydrate you. We have a lot of soldiers on supplements, and that can be a large concern here, where it can get 120 in the shade here. So, God bless you all, and thank you all for listening tonight and participating, and thank you, Kathy. So, good night, and this is the 20th promise. All who recite the rosary are my sons and daughters and brothers and sisters of my only Son, Jesus Christ. That is powerful. All right.
Thank you. Let there be peace, pardoned in the pardoning, born again when we die. You have raised us to new life. Let there be peace, pardoned in the pardoning, born again when we die. You have raised